Wednesday, July 16, 2008. TSU leader Pence plan to remove investment caps. The government's plan to remove the current investment caps on China-bound investment projects by Taiwanese firms is only aimed at bailing out a small number of companies and will damage the economy, the Taiwan Solidarity Union TSU said yesterday. TSU Secretary General Lin Zijia said the plan to lift the caps would undermine the nation's economic independence. If the barrier is removed by the government, at least 2 trillion new Taiwanese dollars or 65.8 billion US dollars in Taiwanese capital will flee to China, Lin said. The TSU will lead the public to the streets if the administration of President Ma Ying-jeou insists on adopting such a measure, he said. Citing statistics compiled by the Ministry of Economic Affairs, Lin said that 52 Taiwan-based companies had exceeded the investment cap while another 110 enterprises were near the limit. Lin said most of these companies were debt-ridden as a result of unsuccessful investments in China. At a separate setting yesterday, former Vice President Annette Liu Xiaolian said the government was locking the country away from the rest of the world by betting too much on China. The government has no global outlook and has eyes for China alone, Liu said. Commentary by Taiwan February 28th Movement Net Radio. Indeed, Ma and his cronies only had eyes for China alone. The so-called international perspective hailed by the administration is nothing but a joke.